This shiur is dedicated to the Refuah Shleima of Yosef Chaim Yisuch ben Chaim Mushkat. Chaim Feigenbaum needs our tefillas and our Torah and our Maasim Tovim. He's still in very serious condition, and he needs Rachamei Shemayim Merubim. So I ask all of you that are listening to this shiur to double your efforts and to learn and daven for his Refuah. A name was added to his name, so we all have to daven for Yosef Chaim Yisochar ben Chaim Moshkot Shekodesh Boruch Yishlach Lerefuah Shleima Min HaShomayim. The topic we will be discussing today, it's only natural, will be Sfiras Weimar, because sometimes we talk about the Inyan HaDayim, sometimes we discuss the mitzvah of the weekly parsha. So today the two coincide. Parsha Semer is the source of the mitzvah of Sfiras Weimar, and it is definitely in Yom HaDiyema. We are exactly in the midst of Yemei HaSfira. So one of the very well-known halachas regarding Dinei HaSfira is the shit of the halachas Gedoilas, Mishidileg Yom Achad, Shuv Eineno Sofer. One of the Rishonim, Baal Halachas Gedoilas, has a big chiddush. In his opinion, the 49 days of Sfira are all attached one to the other, and whoever skipped one day lost his mitzvah. Most of the Rishonim bringing the Halachas Gedoilas reject his opinion, but nevertheless the Shulchan Aruch Semen Tov Beit HaSif Ches is choshesh to the shit of the Halachas Gedoilas regarding the Barucha. And therefore the Mechaber Paskins, if you skipped one day, you definitely have to keep on counting, because most of the Rishonim maintain that every day is a mitzvah in itself, and one day is not Talui in the others. However, regarding the bracha, Sofet Brachas Lehukol, so the Mechaber is Choshesh to the Shita of Halachas Gedoilas, and if you skip one day, you keep on counting, but you can no longer say the bracha. Throughout the years, I've been asked many, many shyness based on this Shita of the Halachas Gedoilas. We will discuss some of them today. But before going into details, let me just say that we find two different approaches l'chaira in the Rishonim. What is the rationale of the Shita of the Halachas Gedoilas? Sefer HaChinuch HaMitzvah Shin Vav, and I think we find a very similar formulation in Tshuvas HaRalbach. They explain the Memtes Yemei HaSfira are actually one mitzvah, one long mitzvah, and therefore if you skipped one day, it is as if you skip the chelek of chelkei mitzvah. The mitzvah is not b'shleimus, and therefore you lost it all. Other Rishonim, primarily Tosfos Menuchos Daf Samach Vav, also the Rosh and the Ran at the end of Masechet Pesachim, when they bring the shit of the Halachas Gedoilas, their formulation is a different one, and they write that is the din of Tmimois, Sheva Shavosos Tmimois Tehi. You know, the interpretation of Tmimois according to the Halachas Gedoilas is it has to be a whole and total sphere, a sphere of 49 days, and therefore if you skipped one day, it's no longer Tmimois and you can't keep on counting. Would there be an afkaman halacha between the two different approaches or formulations? Maybe, yes. If a person skipped one day of the Svira, would we say that lemafreya the mitzvah is vatal, and the days that he did count, were they all brocha levetola? Or maybe the entire problem is only mekan velahabo, velo lemafreya. So I think that if the interpretation of this shita would be all 49 days are one mitzvah, and therefore if you skip one day you don't have the entire mitzvah, then it would make no difference mekana lahabor lemafreya. If you skip the day, it is as if you ate 8 pochas mekazayis matzah, or you perform other mitzvah not in its totality. And if there are 49 days and each day is ma'akev on the other days, then you don't have a mitzvah, and you brochas lemafreya brocha levetola. That is the opinion of the Chidor in Sefer Avodas HaKodesh. Avodas HaKodesh, the Chidor writes that a person should be very careful not to skip a day, because if he skips a day, all his brochas would be brocha levetola. However, if the interpretation, if the understanding would be that it's a din of tmimus, one might argue that as long as your count is a total count, you have no problem. that is considered a Svira Tamimim. It is only if you skip today. You can't count 30 if you don't have 39. You can't count 26 if you missed out on 25. So the problem of Tamimus would only be Mekan Ulehabo. But those days that you counted each and every day, one after the other, and you have a Svira Tamimim, they are not Botel Mafreya, and the brochas are definitely valid brochas. I think that would be an afkamina between the two different interpretations. Now, there are some cases, not very common, maybe extreme, but theoretically that could be a massive in which a person knows in advance that he'll have to skip one of the days. Either, you know, he might be in surgery, he might be in anesthesia, or maybe a more common scenario. I was asked this year, when you fly from Europe to Australia, from west to east, and you pass the international date line, you're skipping a day. So you left on Sunday and you arrive on Tuesday and you skip Monday. So what would a person do if he has to travel that route in the Mass Field? Theoretically, there are three different ways to cope with this question. I saw someone arguing that you have to keep on counting by your own personal Svira. So when I'm going to be in Australia, everybody's going to say 12 days and I'm going to say 11. Everybody's going to say 30 and I'm going to say 29, because in my count, I'm a day behind. In my opinion, that is totally unreasonable. The Svira is a uniform Svira. You don't count your personal count. You count what day it is. And where you presently are, where you are residing, that is 30 and not 29. So some argue it is as if you skipped a day and you can no longer count with a bracha, because how could you count 30 if you didn't have 29? My opinion is he counts together with anyone else in the place where he is. He skips a day, but nevertheless he could say a bracha. I think the concept of dileg yom achad is only when there is a day you should have counted and you did not. Now, it makes no difference whether you're shogeg or meizid or ernest or rotzen. It is not a penalty. It is a din of tamimus. But nevertheless, my feeling is that the problem of tamimus is only there was a day that you skipped. But in our case, he didn't skip a day. He didn't skip anything. He counted each and every day. But that is the reality, that flying from east to, from west to east, you just lose a day. And because he didn't skip a day, there would be no problem of tamimus. Now, I cannot prove my point. You know, it's a matter of svara. But what I want to make clear, and this is going to be the basis of tonight's shiur, is actually the vast majority of the shoinim are cholek on the lochos gedolos, maybe even all of them. Taisus, Rosh, Ran, the Ramban, most of the goyim, Sefer Chinuch, the Tuvim, Siman Tov, Beites. The Lochos Gedolos is actually a Shiti Yechidoi, and usually we're not choshesh to a Shiti Yechidoi, but because of the unique standing of the Lochos Gedolos, most of the Shoinim deal with the Lochos Gedolos with tremendous respect and reverence. The Beisayisah is choshesh l'shitosoi. So my halachic opinion is that any suffik, any additional suffik, and therefore whenever we have even a small suffix, we add it on to the scale, and the psak then is that one could continue counting with a brocha. And therefore this is my basic feeling. I didn't skip anything. I counted every night. The fact that I went over the international date line and I lost a day would not affect the mitzvah of Svir Suwaima. At least that is in a TSLAV. It's a tzad, it's a suffix. V'yeshbo kedei l'achriya l'sfor im bracha. Now, I want to substantiate the basic feeling, the basic argument. There are two halachas in Siman Tov Beites which are based on an assumption. Sofet brochas lekula. Svek sveika lechumra, and if there are two svekas, pointing to chiyuv, a person could make a brocha. One halacha is in Sif Ches, the Mechaber writes, Dileg yoy mechod, eineno mamshich lesporim bracha, aval emisupakim shechach yom achad, who can mamshich in bracha. Why? Because it's a svek sveker. Even if I definitely skipped one day, it's a sofek. Sofek alochek alochos gedoyos, or ein alochek alochos gedoyos. And I'm in doubt whether I skipped a day, so it's a svek sveker. Halacha number two. The Mishnah Berura brings, Pichodesh, many others. If a person forgot to count by night, he could count by day. Now, when he counts by day, he can't make a brocha because it's a Mechalokis Hashoinim in Menuchas Samachvog, whether Svi Yisroim is kosher b'yom or Dafka b'layla, kamo k'tziris Yisroim. And therefore, if you forgot to count by night, you count the day without a brocha. But the next day, you count with a brocha. Why? So the Mishnah Berura calls the Pichodesh because it's a Svek Sveike. Even if I skip the day entirely, it's one Sufik. And because I made up for it in the morning, I didn't count by night, I counted in the morning, that's another Sufik, so it's a Svek Sveike Lachumra. Now, the Mishnah Berura Lachoda contradicts his own ruling in Siman Reish Tezvov. Reish Tezvov, Siv Kotn Chof, we learn a halach in the Mishnah Berura. If a person ate a pri, obviously a small fruit, a date, a fig, a grape. I think Dafka, the Sufik would be even more interesting if it wouldn't be Shiva Sabina, but nevertheless, he's Masufik whether it had a kazais. He does not make a brocha chroina, even though it's a svek seikel a chiyuf. Maybe it did have a kazais. Even if it didn't have a kazais, many Rishonim maintain that on a bria make a brocha. Even if it didn't have a desire. I want to add on a third side, lechiyuv. Similar issued, there's a shitta that Boyin HaFoshis is different than Alamechra, and Boyin HaFoshis, you don't need a desire. So it's a svek, three svekas lechiyuv, and nevertheless, the Mishnah Berura paskins, you do not make a brocha because of it brochas lekula. So that obviously contradicts the Mishnah Berura twice in Siman Tov Beites, that even by two svekas you do make a brocha, and Reish Tezvov, three svekas and you don't make a brocha. And if anybody listening to the Shia thinks, well, maybe there would be a difference between Berchas HaMitzvah and Berchas Manan, no, I don't think so. There's no svara to be mechalek b'neihem. I have a greater kasha from Siman Tov Beites Gufa. Siv Dalad, according to many achronim, is a svek svek lechiyuv, and the Mechaber says you do not make a brocha. Mi sheshoyel eise chaveroi kama yamim hayom besvira, lo yomar lo hayom kach vekach. Shim yomar lo hayom kach vekach, eina yocha lachzor lespor bevracha. Why not? So the achronim asked, mitzvah sichas kavona, and he wasn't mechaben l'shem mitzvah, so why can't he say svira with a brocha? The Prima Golem says that actually mitzvah sichas kavona or ain't sichas kavona is a sofik, and sofik brochas lekula. On one hand, the Mechaber paskens is simas damach mitzvah sichas kavona, but that's lechumra. If you said krishma without kavona, you have to say again. But regarding the brocha, we are machmer shema mitzvah sein sichas kavona, and he was yoitza, and therefore he can't make a brocha. The formulation of this sif is Misha Shoyla Isechaveroi Bein Hashmosho is Kami Yamin Besfira. So it's actually a Svek Svek Elachiyav. One Sufik is maybe Mitzvah Sichas Kavona, he wasn't Yoitza and he could say a Brocha. Even if Mitzvah Sein Sichas Kavona, but maybe Bein Hashmosho was day and not night and he wasn't Yoitza. So the Svek Svek Elachiyav, and the Mechaber says he cannot make a Brocha, and that contradicts the other two psukim. So why by Mesupik and Dileg Yermechot he does make a brocha? In my opinion, this substantiates my argument. It is only in a suffix regarding Velochas Gedoides that any other suffix that we could add on to the scale determines that we do continue to say Sviya Suleima with a brocha. Argument number two. So the halacha is, if you're misupik, whether you skip the day, it's a svek svek, you could make a brocha. What happens when the suffik comes up again in another day? And again in another day? So he's not sure he counted day number 5, he's not sure he counted day number 10, and then day number 15, he asked the Suffolk once again. Well, statistically speaking, in the theory of statistics, each time he has a Suffolk, he loses another 50%. So Suffolk number 1 is 50%, Suffolk number 2 is 25%, and then it's 12.5%. So none of the place can differentiate whether you have the Suffolk once in your Meir Sfira, or twice, or three or four times. So regarding Mishkalam Shel HaSfeikot, one would argue it is only if you have the Suffolk once it would be considered a Sfeik Lachir, but nothing happens again and again and again. But the fact that none of the place can differentiate proves that you don't need a Suffolk Goma. Even a Suffolk Kal, Dai Bo Keder Achriyat HaKaf Elavshar Bracha B'Sfira Zawayme B'Hemshech HaSfira. Argument number 3. A person forgot to count one of the nights. He remembers, not tomorrow morning, but tomorrow night, Bein HaShemoshes, Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. And the question is, could he make up for it, Bein HaShemoshes, and count yesterday, and then after Tzeisek HaChovim, come back once again and to count the relevant, the Hemshech, with a Brocha or not? That's a Machlokes and Achroinim. Shara Tshuva quotes Beis David, and the same as in Berkei Yosef Sifkot Niud Zion, that he cannot make a brocha. And their reasoning is a very simple one. It is a very flimsy Svek Sveke. If you counted by night, you forgot to count by night, and you counted in the morning, it's a Sufik. Because some Rishonim maintain that Sviyas Woyim is kosher rak balayla kamuk Sviyas Woyim abalol biyom. In our case, he didn't supplement in the morning. He didn't make up for it in the morning. The next day, Bein HaShemoshes, so it's a Sofek Yom Safar Biyom. Afilu Em Vadei Safar Biyom, Adayin Sofek Yom Yosi Yedei Chavosah. And therefore, in that case, he cannot continue the other nights with a brocha. But two of the great poskim in Galicia, 180 years ago, Beis Shloima, Orachayim Kuv Beis, Shoyla Meshev Madura Dalet Chela Gimel Sinu Kuv Chav Zayin, they maintain, even in that case, the continuation of nights, you could say with a brocha, once again substantiating my feeling. You don't need a Suffolk Gomer to be machriya to say a brocha. Kol Suffolk Shehu, Kol Sad Shehu, Daibo Lahachriya. Because essentially, the Alochas Gedolis is a Shiti Yechidoi. And it's a Chiddush of the Mechaber Eschoshesh Lishitosoi, and therefore, any additional suffix is machriya et hakaf. Now let me share with you 4 interesting questions they had throughout the years regarding the halachas gedolos. I quoted a halacha before, Siv Dalad in Shulchan Aruch, Mishashar lo yisach avedei kami yamim hayom besvira. Lo yomar hayom kach vakach, sheim ken lo yuchal atzor v'lespor v'brocha. So what happens if a person forgot the Shulchan Aruch? His friend asked him, how many days is today? And he said, oh, today is 15 days Lo'ima. And then he forgot to count that same night, and he became aware of his forgetfulness only the next night. Could he rely on the response he answered to his friend yesterday, even though he wasn't Mechavan Hashem, it's his wife, and he didn't recount? I think yes. On what basis? There are various different pshatim in this sif. If he answered to his friend's question, why can't he recount with a brocha? Mitzvah Stichas Kavanah. So I quoted the Prima Godim before. Prima Godim says Mitzvah Stichas Kavanah is a suffix, and therefore regarding the brocha, we say suffix brochas lakuna. The Bialochan Sinasamech totally rejects the Prima Godim, and he argues no. The Mechaber Paskins Mitzvah Stichas Kavanah is not a suffix, but a vadai. And I think he's right, because the Roshan of the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Dalad Zimis Samach is Yeshua Emre Mitzvah Sichas Kavona V'Yeshua Emre Mitzvah Sichas Kavona V'Chein HaLocha. This formulation V'Chein HaLocha clearly indicates that's a psak, not a suffix. The Mechaber doesn't write V'Tzorech Levorech or Ra'ui Levorech V'Chein HaLocha. This is a psak. So the Mishavura argues actually the basic halachas mitzvahs kavuna, but nevertheless regarding the chashash bracha levatola, which is the very harsh aveda, we are choishes shema mitzvahs kavuna, and he doesn't say a bracha. Choyk Yankov Siv Koten Tezvav offers the third explanation, and he says mitzvahs sichas kavona, but not by sviyas awayim. Sviyas awayim is an exception. Eino yela sfira ba'alma. I won't go into explaining the Choyk Yankov tonight because it's a very lengthy discussion. And in the past, I spoke about this Choyk Yankov in various opportunities. I think I also wrote about it in Minchas Osher and Moyadim that was published just a few months ago before Rosh Hashanah, Minchas Osher and Moyadim. It's the first volume on Moyadim covering only Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, with the generous help of the Karasik family. This sefer was published just a few months ago, and Baruch Hashem is no longer available. We are considering reprinting it very shortly. So, I wrote a great deal about this Choyk Yankov, but nevertheless, the Choyk Yankov argues regarding the mitzvah of Sviyas Uwaimah, mitzvahs ain't Sviyas Kavona, and therefore he was Yaitzah. So, let's check according to the three different understandings, what is the significance of this response when he forget to count, he forgot to count that same night, could he rely on his response to his friend to enable him to continue the Sviyah with a Brocha? So let's check. According to the Choyk Yankov, definitely yes, because he was Yoitzah without Kavanah. And he was Yoitzah of Yedah Chavosah yesterday, of course he could keep on counting, he didn't skip any day. According to the Prima Godem, I also think so, because if it's a Suffolk, then the next night he has a Svek Svek Elechiyuv. According to the Mishnah Berurah, I don't think so. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, basic halacha is mitzvah stichas kavona, he wasn't yoitzah. It is only regarding chashash brocha levatola that we are machmir mitzvahs ein stichas kavona. So, that definitely won't enable one to be maker b'sofek brochas the other day. So, in my basic approach, that even a sofek kal, daibo, is enough to enable the continuation of Sfira with a Brocha, I think it could rely and keep on counting the other nights with a Brocha. What would I say if a person asked this friend, mistakenly asked this friend, is tonight 15 days Lo'ima? And his friend said yes. Well, and then the person that asked forgot to count. Would he be able to rely on his question to keep on counting with a brocha? I say no, because a question would not be considered a sphere. By essence, it is not a sphere. It is a question. When a person responds to his friend, even though he wasn't mechaven l'kayim mitzvah sviyas waimah, his answer could be considered sphere, but not a question. When a person just asks, and therefore I would pass him. When a person asks his friend, is tonight 15 days Lo'ima? And his friend says, yes, he could count with the Brocha that same night, and therefore he cannot rely on that question if he forgot to count regarding the next night. Another interesting question I dealt with many years ago regarding a lady that counted Sfira every night with the Brocha. Even though Noshim are topotom is Sviyas Uwaim is a mitzvah to say Shazvan Gomer, but many Noshim today, many women today, are mahalar to count with a brocha, the kavol, brachal, rosham, especially Ashkenazi women. So this lady used to count every night with a brocha. One night she forgot to count, but she does remember clearly that when she put the kids to bed, and it was after Tzeisek Echavim, she counted with them, with no intention of being Mekayim the Mitzvah Sfira, just pure intention of Mitzvah Chinuch. And then she forgot to count. Could she rely on the count she made with her kids yesterday and keep on counting the next night and the other nights with Ebrocha? Well, I think yes, and that would be better than a question. Even though it's clear she had no intention of performing the mitzvah, the hefech, it is considered as if she had hefech kavona, because every night after counting with her kids, she counted once again with a bracha. But nevertheless, even though she wasn't yotzei, maybe the count with her kids is sufficient to enable the hemshech hasvira. To explain this svara, I must step aside and go a little out of the direction of the Shia. I quoted the halacha before at the beginning of the Shia. If a person forgot to count by night, he could make up for it in the morning. He can't say a bracha in the morning because, according to some Rishonim, you cannot perform the mitzvah in the morning only by night. But next night he could continue with the bracha. Why? So the Pichodesh and the Mishnah Berurah says because the next night it's a svek svek alochomer. But the source of this halacha is in Tumas Edeshan, and he offers a different explanation. The Tumas Edeshan in Siman Lamed Zayin says, Kivan shelo dileg yom achad legamrei, havei miu tmimois. Because he didn't entirely skip a day, didn't come by night, but he did in the morning, it still would be considered tmimois. My understanding of the Tumas Edeshan is this, Tmimoy shel ma, tmimoy shel mitzvah, tmimoy shel sfiro. Obviously, according to the Tumas Edeshan, we don't need tmimoy of mitzvah. When you count in the morning, it is not clear that we have a mitzvah, and therefore we can't count with a bracha. But nevertheless, we do have a total sfira. And the Tumas Edeshan is Mechadesh, that the concept of Tmimois doesn't necessarily mean Tmimois Shal Mitzvah, but rather has to be a total count. Tmimois Shal Svira, and therefore even a Svira that Ein bo kedei lahotziyo yidei chovato, aval yesh bo dai liot Tmimois velafsher et hemshech ha-Svira im bracha. It's a big Chiddush, but I use this new concept in explaining why Kotnish and Azgadol v'Yameh Asvira could definitely keep on counting with the Broch. The Noig V'Yuda deals with an interesting question. A person that's in Oinein on one of the Svira days, what is he supposed to do? On one hand, an Oinein is not only potter than a mitzvah, he is prohibited from performing mitzvahs. But if he's going to skip one day of Svira because he's in Oinein, he's going to lose all the other days. So what is he supposed to do? The Noi de Behudas gives a very big Kiddush, and he argues that he is not only entitled to count via Me'aninus, maybe he's even Mechuyev. Because an Oinin is potter by mitzvah she'en amro agot el abo biyom, bezman aninus. But if he skips this mitzvah, he's going to be losing out other mitzvahs along the line. Mitzvahs bezmanam, he's not going to be an Oinin anymore, and therefore he is mechuyev to count in order to enable the hemshech hasfira. I think it's a tremendous chiddush. You've got to be an Oinin of Yehuda to write such a chiddush. I would suggest, I'm not saying this halacha lemaaseh because it's maybe even a greater chiddush than the Oinin of Yehuda, but that's my feeling. I would suggest he should count the kavona meforesh shelo l'shem mitzvah, and therefore he won't make a brocha. So on one hand, he's Mekayim Dinei Aninus. He's not performing a mitzvah. On the other hand, he will be able to continue to count with the bracha. Kivan shelo dileg yomechot legamrei, have a miut mimois. Just quoting the same formulation of the Tumas Edeshan. It is the same as counting by day. It might not be a mitzvah, but it still is a total count. The same is when an Oinin says Sfira, shelo l'shem mitzvah, Lakayim mitzvah saninos, but tmimois milhavi, it's a total count. He didn't skip any of the days. That would be my feeling regarding this interesting shaila. So today we dealt with many interesting questions, and just before finishing this year, I want to share a basic feeling. As you know from many previous shiurim, I am very cautious with lashonus. And even though I started off this shiur by saying there are two different interpretations and understandings in the Shita of the Bahag, Sefer HaChinuch writing, 49 days is one mitzvah, and therefore if you skipped one, you lost them all. Other Rishonim writing, it's Tmimos. I'm not thoroughly convinced that there's a two different Shittas. Maybe it's just different words, but the same basic understanding. Mashmois doishim ikr beinehu. Because many Rishonim argue, why would all the 49 days depend one on the other? I mean, we say a bracha each and every night, indicating that every night is a mitzvah in itself. I think the Chinuch would agree to this basic understanding. When the Chinuch writes, Kol mem tes yomim, mitzvah achas, he doesn't mean actually to define that the 49 days is like one kazayas matzah, and if you skipped one day, it's like you're reading less than a kazayas. No. Sefer HaChinuch writes, this is the Chiddush of Tmimos. Because of Tmimos, the 49 days are as if one. And therefore, if you skipped one, you cannot keep on counting. Mem tes mitzvah achas doesn't mean that it's like one kazayas matzah, one brocha, and if you skip the day, it's like you skipped the half a brocha. No, that is very unreasonable. Mitzvah achas legabei halacha zushim tilegir mechod of siddhita mitzvah. I think this interpretation is actually substantiated by the lashon of the Chinuch, because the Chinuch writes, according to Yesh Misha Omar, that's the way he quotes the Bahag, he doesn't quote him by his name. Yesh Misha Omar, Shem Shochachir Mechot Shuvei Noi Soifo, the Kolim Meyasri Lehem Mitzvah Achas, and if he skipped one day, Botol HaChesbon, the Cheshbon is Botol. This formulation, the Cheshbon as Botol, seems to indicate that the problem is in the Cheshbon, in the count, not that he doesn't have an entire mitzvah, he's missing part of the mitzvah. Botol HaChesbon seems to indicate that the interpretation of Tmimus is you need a total count. If you miss one day, how could you keep on? How could you count 30 if you're missing 29? How could you count 40 if you're missing 39? And therefore, my feeling is there aren't two different shittas. It's just different formulations, different wordings. And when some of the Rishonim say that all the mem tes yomei asvira mitzvachas, they don't really mean to define that it's one mitzvah and all the various days are chelkei mitzvah, but rather that is the interpretation of Tmimos. The din of Tmimos is as if all those days are dependent on one on the other, and therefore it is considered as if it's mitzvah achas v'dilegir mechod, shuv eineno sofer. That would be my understanding of this shita. So today we discuss primarily the din of Dilegir Mechod, the Shita Luchas Kedoyles, and other Rishonim which dispute his opinion, and various interesting questions that have come to my table throughout these years. So actually, essentially, what I argue today is that the Luchas Kedoyles is a Shita Yechidoy. It's not really basic Aloha. However, in Pnimius, in Machshava, I think the Luchas Kedoyles is so reasonable. Many of the Achroinim explain that Mem Tes Yemei Svira, we learn from the Maral, no numbers are coincidental. Mem Tes Yemei Svira, what is the significance of Mem Tes? Keneged Mem Chesvoam Shatoyle Nikneis Bohem. I remember when I was a young boy, it seemed so clear to me that there's got to be a kesher between Mem Tes Yemei Svira and Mem Chesvoam Shatoyle Nikneis Bohem. I was almost annoyed. Why don't Chazal say Shatele Niknet be Memchet Varim? But obviously, if Chazal say Memchet, it's Memchet. Alein ein lehosifu mehem ein legra. 48 is 48, meaning that you can't achieve Tehle with 47, and there's no need for 49. But I still think there must be some correlation, some kesher between Memchet Vorm Shatele Niknet be Memchet Yemei Asvir. So throughout the years, I have become aware that many Gedolim speak about this kesher. Leiva Liora, Liora Piam, Kosa Nisrael Salanta, who taught his Talmidim that every day of Memtes Yemei Sviri, you got to work on one of the Memches Vom Shetayle Niknei Zbuhe. The Chidush Elim says the same. So what about the 49th day? They say the 49th day has to be Chazor. My feeling is this. Maybe the open day is not day 49, but actually day 1. Moshe Lomorod Ovedayim. There was a king, and the king summoned his greatest general and told them, there is a mission you got to accomplish. You need to get to some faraway place and conquer a fortress. And that general says, okay, I need a company of paratroopers, I need some marines, probably two Black Hawks with special ops. And the king says, no, you're going too fast. Before you tell me what you need, I want to tell you what I need and why this mission is so crucial that failure is not an option. My life, the wife of my family, your life, the life of your family, everything is at stake. The well-being of our nation is at stake, and therefore I want you to understand how important the successful execution of this mission is. Failure cannot be an option, and it is only if you will understand that that you have a chance of succeeding in this mission, because it's very difficult, very dangerous. Memtes Yemei Svira. We are eager to embark on this journey. Full blast ahead. No. So the Torah tells us. Before starting and embarking on the journey, Memches Vom Shetoyle Niknes Behem. You gotta understand. Before embarking on this mission, you must understand why this mission is so important, so essential and so crucial that failure is not an option. Rabbi Yitzchak Kotner makes an interesting comment on the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. The Ramchal wrote his magnificent work, Mesilas Yesharim, based on the Brice of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoah, brought twice in Shas. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoah says, Toilem Aviyah, Dezihir, Azizaz, Ledezizaz, Lizaz, Nikias, Pishas, Tahara, and so on up to Ruach HaKodesh. So Rav Pinchas ben Yoah starts off, Torah meviyah lidei zehirut, zehirut lidei zrizut. But Ramchal starts off with zehiras, he skips Torah. Why? Actually, when we learn the first chapter, Mesilas Yesharim, he does deal with Torah. But nevertheless, I think the question is relevant because he doesn't dedicate an entire set of program of chapters to Torah, as he does to zehiras, zrizas, nikias, and so on. My feeling is this. What is the caption, the title of Perek Aleph Mesilas Yesharim? Bebiru Klal Choy V'Sodom V'Yelomoy. That is the interpretation of the Ramchal in Torah, Shemei V'Yale Dezehirus. Because everybody notices the Torah is different than all the others. Zehiras, Zrizas, Nekias, Prishas are traits, personality traits. Midos shebenefesh odom, Torah is an intellectual experience. So Torah is different than Zehiras and Nekias and all the others. My understanding is this, and I think this is clear in the Mesilas Yesharim. Before you embark on this journey, on this unbelievably difficult journey, Zehiras, Zrizas, Nekias, Prishas, you have no chance of being successful unless you fully understand why this is so important. There's a chance that he will be successful in Tikkun Amidus. That is the interpretation of the Ramchal and Tradish and Mivyal Dezirs. Let us just be aware that the Brice of Memches Vom Shetoyle Niknes Behem is not the first Brice in Perek Vov of Masechta Sotah. I think it's number 5 or number 6. So before embarking on the journey of Memches Vom Shetoin and Knes Behem, you must appreciate Kol Olaymed Torah Lishma Zohar Dvorim Harba. You must internalize Al Tesav Ale Shulchon Shul Melochim Shulchon Chogodol Meshulchon VeKitrocha Gadol MeKitram. You must hearken and listen to Bas Kol Shiotzet Mechoyrav B'Kol Yom V'Yom Oylem LeBrias Mi'Alboino Shul Torah. It is only then that you could embark on this unbelievable journey of Memches Vom Shetoin and Knes Behem. So maybe the open day is not the last day, but rather the first. Before embarking on this journey, we have one day for his blindness, and it is only then that we start off with Memches Vom Shetoin and Knes Behem. So let us hope that we will be successful in this journey in Memches Vom Shetoin and Knes Behem, the Mem Tes Yemei HaSfira. So it's good to be back and to be together with you. And for the coming weeks, I don't have any trips planned, so I hope we'll have this year on a steady basis every week. Shenishma b'sorot tovot shekodesh boruch yirachem aleinu v'yishlach lanu et Moshiach tzedkeinu b'mheiru v'yomeinu. Amen.